of the sacrifices he made to earn that title. The Road to Gold. Cassius Marcellus Clay was not born in the land of opportunity, but the environment that greeted his arrival molded the character that would grow into Muhammad Ali. His birth went unnoticed to the vast majority of Louisville's 300,000 residents on the 17th of January, 1942. But it meant the world to his father, who, like all of his male ancestors tracing back six generations to tobacco plantation slaves, also answered to the name of Cassius Marcellus Clay. And it was his father who inadvertently illustrated to young Cassius how difficult life remained as a result of that ancestry. The growing boy asked his maker for a bicycle, but was told, "We ain't got that kind of money." Young Cassius wanted to know why. His father pointed to the dark skin on his hand. "That's why, son." Cassius refused to accept that color would dictate his destiny like it had his father's. "Dad was one of the most gifted men I've ever known," he remembered long after changing his name to Muhammad Ali. "He was a natural actor and singer. He was known as the fanciest dancer in Louisville. I always thought if he could